We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
They're going to be enjoying the weather, maybe, depending on where they work out tomorrow. Packers taking some physicals right now and getting together as the OTAs, because they get the extra one because they have a new head coach, getting ready to get underway in Green Bay. In the meantime, we talk now to our green and gold analyst, Paul Emig, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Paul, how you doing today, man?
Bill, doing well, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. So we've had a weekend without any kind of controversy. So Joe asked me a question during buy or sell, and I'm going to ask you this, and I'll ask you the same thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Tyler Dunn piece, do you think this serves as a distraction throughout the spring and into summer and into training camp? Or do you think that once, you know, everybody runs through the locker room here in the next couple of days and asks all the questions, it's done and over with?
No, I think it's something that they need to discuss internally. I think, again, it doesn't, in a way, as far as this team going forward, it doesn't matter necessarily about the Mike McCarthy aspects or what Rodgers thought about him or all these other things, because there's a new coaching staff in place and all those other things. But Marquez Valdes-Scantling had a source close to him quoted. Equanimeous St. Brown had a source close to him talking to Tyler. We already know, and a bit to my surprise, with the Packers re-signing Mercedes Lewis, who went on that show after the season, that one podcast, and talked about the play being changed at the line of scrimmage and Aaron rewriting it in the huddle, so to speak. So I don't think you can just, like, go to practice and go to your off-season minicamp and anything else and act like that story doesn't exist. I would guarantee you that 90% of the players in that locker room read it and, you know, probably talked to a lot of people about it, because, you know, it's the kind of article, Bill, that, and I wonder if you have the same situation, where people that you don't normally text with are texting you about this article and saying, like, oh, did you know this? Did you see this? What do you think about this? Like, you know, it was as viral as a Packers story could possibly be, you know? And so I think to ignore the elephant in the room and just say, that doesn't make sense to me. I think it was a big enough story and publicized and spoken about nationally and locally enough that I don't know, you know, if it's Rodgers bringing the receivers into a room or how LaFleur wants to handle this. But I don't think you could just ignore it and sweep it under the rug and act like it doesn't exist. You?
No, see, I don't think so. I think that, you know, I think that this team has some soul searching to do. I think some people that are inside the walls of 1265 may have some soul searching to do. And I'm kind of thinking to myself that, you know, if this team gets off to a slow start, it could be ugly, because everybody's going to be questioning whether or not everything was true. And how bad is it? And are we at it all over again? Or this thing, if they gets off to a fast start, this thing's going to fade very, very quickly. What do you think?
Well, I think it's one of those things where, you know, it's a new regime. And to that, understand why, because it's a new regime, there's a lot of new things that, you know, that you don't need to worry about. And a lot of the stuff with the play calling and all of that. But I just think this story got to the point where, and, you know, Bill, I want to say this too. I believe if this is handled correctly, that this could be a galvanizing moment. I maintain my position on this. If the Packers are playing in the Super Bowl 10 months from now, I will not be the least bit shocked. I think they have work to do still through the draft. They are far from a perfect roster. But, you know, we know the Packers so much more intimately than we know the rest of the league. And so, like, well, we talk about, like, oh, you know, wow, the holes on this roster and all the things that this team has weaknesses in. There's not a team in the league that doesn't have, you know, people in their local sports markets talking about weaknesses on that team. And yet, you know, every year a team wins the Super Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. So I just, you know, I am not so far down on the Packers and, you know, the possibility of Aaron Rodgers bouncing back and becoming a super-duper star again, that if this moment is handled correctly, I almost think it's better that it's out in the open. Because if Valdes-Scantling is talking to somebody who's talking to Tyler Dunn, and St. Brown is talking to someone who's talking to Tyler Dunn, you know, that's that's passive aggressive nonsense, and that's bad. That's going to create problems. So now that it's out in the open, even though it didn't come out in the open, I think in a healthy way, at least healthy for the team, it's out there now. And I think if it's handled well, I think it could be. It's only April, and I get that, but I think it could really be a galvanizing moment and a chance to clear the air with the way that things were in the recent years. And, you know, maybe have Rodgers let Valdes-Scantling know and St. Brown know and Jamon Moore know, like, hey, I get it. Like, the last couple of, you know, the past year when you guys were rookies, that's not the way, you know, that's not the way it's going to be going forward. And let's use this together, and let's go win a Super Bowl. And, I think it could be positive if it's handled well.
Do you expect Rodgers to come back and just kind of, like, bust it all open? I'm not talking about his mouth. I'm talking about just kind of come back and just light things up this year.
Yes. And I mean, now, again, injury season in 2017, 2018, you know, hobbled but played through it for the most part. But obviously, you know, he was not the same quarterback. I don't think he's just, like, lost it. I don't think he's now the slightly above average NFL quarterback that he was, and maybe average, you know, depending on how you want to look at it, maybe even slightly below. He's not, you know, I don't think Rodgers woke up at age 34, you know, and said, you know, not said, but like woke up and just like lost it and just suddenly became, you know, league average QB. I would be surprised if this is like a permanent moment in Rodgers' career arc. I am still under the assumption, and we'll see, that it's more of like a temporary blip on his otherwise, you know, storied career and first ballot Hall of Fame career. But, you know, whether Mark Murphy actually said, as Tyler was quoted to Rodgers, you know, don't be the problem, or I know that was refuted on Friday a little bit, and I forget who reported this, but there was a source close to Rodgers mentioned he's going to come out and talk about it today or this week and address, you know, the things in the article that he, you know, doesn't agree with or what have you. But no, I would, you know, unless Rodgers just, you know, at age 34, all of a sudden just lost it, which I don't believe. This is another, I mean, and the article mentioned it over and over and over. We've known about this for Rodgers for 14 years, about the chips on the shoulder and how much, this is a chip. This is a big chip that if he uses this as, you know, motivation, and he's still as good of a quarterback as I think we think he is, or I think he is, this could be that new chip to, you know, to really become top three or best in the league or GOAT conversation or whatever you want to say. Like, I think it could be a new chip for him to use it as ammunition.
Talking with Paul Emming, our Green Gold analyst, for a couple of minutes here on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Now, the one thing that nobody's going to be talking about, because we're all going to be talking about and focusing on Aaron Rodgers, you would assume this is going to be the defense. I mean, the defense right. has some issues, and they need to get this thing fixed and fixed right ASAP. How far away or how much do you think – how far away are they? Let me ask you this. How far away are they? Last year, they were, what, eighth in the league in sacks, and how they did that, I have no idea. But they were pretty far away when it came to sacks. So how far away do you think this team is?
Defensively or overall?
Just defensively.
They still have – I mean, they need a free safety. You know, I don't think – Raven Green can go into the season as, you know, your number one at that spot and be the complement piece to Adrian Amos that Amos needs to be as good as he can be. You know, Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith are obviously two very good adds. I think Smith and Smith, as opposed to replacing Matthews and Perry, given where each of those players is at their careers, you know, is Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith being 26 and Clay Matthews being like, what, 30? And Nick Perry obviously being very injury prone, it's clearly an upgrade, but it's not like you still have Matthews and still have Perry and yet added these guys. So it's sort of a replacement at that moment. Now, again, I think they'll be better than what Matthews and Perry were, but you know, it's not like you've added them to the equation. You're kind of replacing them. So that's an interesting piece. I mean, you would think, you know, Kenny Clark is in for another major step up in his career. He's been blossoming every year. Mike Daniels is on a contract year. That could be dangerous for the rest of the NFL offensive linemen. You would think Jair Alexander would take a big step. I'm a fan of Blake Martinez. He needs some help inside still, but I like Blake Martinez as a player. We wait to see if Kevin King is injury prone or has just had bad luck. I think that's a huge question mark for this team. Is Josh Jones going to be a wasted second round pick, or can he find time? Is Josh Jackson going to find a role? Is he slot? Is he outside? Is he safety? What is he? There's a lot of, you know, these what-ifs and a lot of these, I think, things you can feel both good about and also pessimistic about. But I, you know, again, if they can add another piece or two from an edge rushing or even just pass rushing from a I don't care if it's defensive line or edge rush or whatever, if they can add that in the draft, which I think they will at some point in their first 44 picks, you know, I'm not saying that today they're built like a top 10 defense, but I think a lot can happen, Bill, when a lot of change happens. And I know that Mike Pettine is like the one holdover from this whole regime from last year to this year. But sometimes, Jim, a lot of times, change is motivational. And I'm not just, you know, just because the head coach changed and the defensive coordinator didn't, you know, I don't know why, Bill. I don't know why. And maybe I'm so optimistic, or maybe I'm foolish in it, or maybe I just have read and seen too many good clips from Preston Smith and Darius Smith, and maybe I'm just too high on, you know, Alexander and Kenny Clark and all these guys. But I don't think that this is like some bottom-feeding league defense. They have holes to fill. They have pieces that they should get in the draft. But, you know, I think it's fair right now on paper to say that they have a very league-average group. And if Pettine can motivate the hell out of these guys, then maybe they become the upper-edge group that you need them to be for the Packers to be, you know, a true Super Bowl contender.
Going to go ahead and take a quick break. Paul, always a pleasure to chat with you, man. We appreciate it. We got Mike Clemens coming up, and we're going to chat with him about everything that went on as well as he kind of expected. Did you listen to Mike last Friday by any chance?
Not Fridays, no.
Friday was incredibly insightful. We're going to get more of that coming up here in just a little bit, but I didn't know if you had a chance to catch that because he was good and drew a lot of reaction via Facebook. So if you get a chance, take a listen as he comes up next.
Absolutely. All right, cool. Thanks,
all right,
Bill.
Buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.